backward a bit, Ulyssia glanced at the bunk above. Sister Armina, not nearly as old as Toby or Cecilia, but closer to Ulyssia's age and still attractive, appeared haggard. With shaking fingers, the usually staid Armina wiped the blood from her eyelids. Across the confining walkway in the bunks above Toby and Cecilia sat the two youngest and most self-possessed sisters. Ragged scratches marred the flawless skin of Sister Nikki's cheeks. Strands of her blonde hair stuck to the tears, sweat, and blood on her face. Sister Marissa, equally beautiful, clutched a blanket to her naked breast, not in modesty, but in shuddering dread. Her long, dark hair was a tangled mat. The others were older, and adeptly wielded power tempered in the forge of experience, but both Nikki and Marissa were possessed of rare, innate, dark talents, a deft touch that no amount of experience could invoke. Astute beyond their years, neither was beguiled by Cecilia or Toby's kindly smiles or gentle affectations. Though young and self-assured, they both knew that Cecilia, Toby, Armina, and especially Ulyssia herself were capable of taking them both apart piece by piece if they so chose. Still, that did not diminish their mastery. In their own right, they were two of the most formidable women ever to have drawn breath. But it was for their singular resolve to prevail that the Keeper had selected them. Seeing these